We got that one rolling, Bob. And we got that one rolling, Bob. Okay? I think we might be in business here. Let's see. These guys working. This guy's working. That guy's working. That guy's working. This will be interesting. Okay, we're going to try the four Martin Dreads, all brand new Martin Phosphor Bronze medium gauge strings, 4200s. All the strings were put on about 48 hours ago, sitting overnight. I was going to do this last night, but I had a gig in the city. Came up, didn't play any of these guitars. I grabbed the quad for that one. So these are all been sitting around. I've noodled a little on them a little bit when I would come home at lunchtime, and now we're just going to see how this works out. I'm going to try recording same little stuff on all four of them in a row, and I'm going to just let the video and the audio keep rolling. Hopefully we'll get a good signal. This is the 64D18. For those of y'all that are not watching, that was just fingers. Now we're going to a tortoise shell pick. Definitely needs a neck reset. It's got very little saddle left right now. Other than that, it's in very good shape. So I think it's going to sound great once once it gets the new geometry restored. And now we're grabbing the 67D28 that I got from my buddy Sean's estate that guy played music with for years. This one also needs a neck reset and probably compression fretting. The action is, you know, it's got more relief than it needs to have, but we'll see how it sounds. And again, on all these, I'll start off with a little bit on bare fingers, and then I'll use a tortoise shell pick, same pick on all of them, basically strumming across the middle of the sound hole pretty much, but it'll be the same thing on all of them, and I'm not moving from my chair. I've got them all within arm's reach. And I'm not getting real heavy-handed on any of these because I Oh yeah, I've got the mics panned left and right. I'm using two mics, I've got what is it, M Audio condenser mic going, and it's panned 100% to the left, and it's back about a foot from the front of the guitar. And then I'm using a Shure Beta 57, and I've got that positioned right near the bridge, and it's panned all the way to the right. And then just for kicks and giggles, I've got the Zoom H4N dead center, and it's sitting out directly in front of my voice. And then the camera's over off to the left. This is my 71 D28. Had it forever. Well, as long as it's been around. And it just had a neck reset last year. First one in all the years I've had it since 71. And it's stayed through a whole lot of guitars. My old friend. And I've got a strong suspicion that the two split mics aren't picking up all that strongly, but what the heck. I can always do it again, I guess. Okay, the Tominski. That's a year old. I got it November last year. Definitely the new kid on the block amongst the guitars, although two of these guitars have come to me since the Tominski did. So let's go back through real quick. Those were an E and G. I'll do something, just a little quick noodle in C on all four of the guitars. once more, punching them just a little bit more for these front mics using the, I just rock back and forth on a GC. Okay, well, I hope that you all found that somewhat interesting. I suspect if you're stuck around this long to hear that you did, and I thank you, and thank you all for encouraging me to do that. And now I can get out and play these guitars without trying to worry about keeping the strings even for a while. Thanks.